had that memo was kind of a summary of the reports of what this guy had testified to.
Yes, sir.
Mr. R., and I think you ought to look at it, and I'm sending it out to your house. I won't let anybody see it but yourself.
Yes, sir.
You might point out, though, to the other lawyers by reading what, without saying the source of it, but just say, here's what he testified to.
Yeah.
And I think that you want to take a... Who is that that keeps picking up the phone? Is that your house or...
Thank you.
Okay, you at home, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, it's on the way out there.
Now, Mr. President.
Yeah.
They're in the other room. We just got started.
Yeah.
Now, but I wanted to report to you, Tom called and said mission accomplished with the fellow, Dirk Dirksen, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that Dirksen said he'd play along with Mike Mansfield on anything they wanted. Now, that's Tommy's report.
Mm-hmm.
And
what did he ask him to do? Nothing?
Make sure it didn't come up, it didn't go to committee today, and to, and I told Tom to call his attention to the fact that there were a lot of oxen that would be gored on this thing.
Mission accomplished today, but does that mean it'll go to committee tomorrow, or the next day, or any time?
Well, Tommy said that he'd play along with Mike on the whole business.
Mm, okay.
That's what he said. So I asked him two things, in other words, one for today and one generally.
Yeah, when is Jim coming back?
Jim told me he'd be back tomorrow.
Mm. Now, well, you better talk to him tomorrow and get him to watch Tommy and follow through on it.
Could I ask you one other thing?
Now,
I think the news has been breaking pretty good for our side, you know, comparatively speaking on this thing. Matt brought down the Philadelphia paper, and it's very good front page with his statement. And little that I've been able to listen to the news, I think it's breaking pretty well for our side. And the question I want to ask you is whether, in view of this, I should try to get a Baker statement.
I don't know. You be your own judge.
Well, let me check back after we've finished here.
Yeah, I want to see. Yeah, I sure do. I want to see what the truth is, too, if any way we can get at it. If Baker got this money, we ought to know it.
Well...
Do you think he got it?
I think that Ed Williams' guess is right. It was probably cut three ways. McMillan, Baker, and McLeod. That's his guess. But that's just based on track record, and certainly there's no logical way you could do it, except that's what would be what one might infer from the whole history of the transaction.
Well, where did Mr. Johnson get into it?
Well, he didn't.
Well, I know, just throwing the name around?
Sure. And that's pretty well disappeared from the news. I see that Bobby Kennedy got denounced for it. Not going after Baker.
I'll check the letter. I got to sign to him tomorrow before sending him away. And another thing that's very important. You know, we can't name an acting attorney general?
Why not?
Well, you can name it every other person, but this specific statute says no man can serve as acting over 30 days.
See, I didn't know that.
It is, and we got to decide that in the morning.
Well,
wait just a second. Let me see if I can find the memo.
Yeah.
I'm sure this came over from Justice, but it's written to me from Lee White.
Mm-hmm.
According to law, Title V, Section 7, a vacancy in the cabinet created by death or resignation must not be temporarily filled for a longer period than 30 days. upon the Attorney General's resignation, comma, the first or sole assistant, unquote, of the department shall, unless otherwise directed by the president, perform the duties until a successor is appointed. Obviously, this means make Katzenbach. In the past, there's been occasions when there was a designation of acting secretary until the appointment and qualification of a new secretary. For some strange reason, in the case of every cabinet officer except the Attorney General, the president is authorized to designate an acting head of the department from among other cabinet officers or other departmental officers whose appointment is subject to Senate confirmation. See attached excerpt. Section 6, discretionary authority of the president as to vacancies. In any of the cases mentioned in the sections 4 and 5 of this title, except the death, resignation, absence, or sickness of the Attorney General, the president may, in his discretion, authorize and direct the head of any other department, any other officer in his department, whose appointment is best to the president, by and with advice, consent, Senate, to perform the duties of the vacant office until a successor is appointed, the sickness or absence incumbent shall cease.
Well, all that, that doesn't bother me. Another thing that bothers me is that 30-day provision. I'd better take a look at that myself.
A vacancy in the cabinet created by death or resignation must not be temporarily filled for a longer period than 30 days. At Title 5, Section 7.
I better take a look at that thing tomorrow.
And talk to Lee White in the morning, because he's coming in tomorrow, and when he, at 11 o'clock, and I'm going to have to announce to them right after he leaves what I'm going to do.
Yeah, well, I'd certainly just bridge it over by saying he gets him back from act.
And then we have a little time.
Sure, yeah. That's very helpful. I'll take a look at it.
Okay.